一起来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for the songs we have heard.
亲爱的主，我们感谢今天我们所听到的诗歌。
We thank you for your presence.
我们感谢主与我们同在。
We ask that you will be with us now as we hear your word.
当我们听到你的话语，主啊，求你与我们同在。
Help us to be open to you.
帮助我们有一个敞开的心。
And we ask that you will speak to each of us.
我们也求主对每一个人讲话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Would you read, please, verses 2 through 6?
我们一起来读十一章二到六节。
Just go ahead.
我们一起来。约翰在这个在我们的今天的周报上就有。周报上我们约翰福音马太福音的十一章二到六节，大家可以用周报来一起读。我们一起。约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
A few years ago, I was in France.
几年前我在法国。
And on that trip, Sue was with me.
那次我太太苏跟我一起去的。
And so one day I said, is there anywhere you would like to go see?
有一天我就问他说，你有没有什么地方你特别想要去看看？
And she said, can we go see the Palace of Versailles?
所以我太太就说，我们要不然去看看凡尔赛宫吧。
She had taught about the Palace of Versailles in her junior high history class.
她在中学的时候，那个高中历史就学过这个关于凡尔赛宫多么繁华。
The Hall of Mirrors.
当时是书里讲到凡尔赛宫里有一个叫镜室。
This beautiful long hall with chandeliers and mirrors everywhere.
它是很长的一个长廊，四周全都镶的镜子，然后有很华美的吊灯，非常美的一个叫镜室。
300 years ago, King Louis XIV had great parties in this hall.
这个大概300年前，这个路易十四，法王路易十四曾经在这个镜室里面有大量的这个宫廷的舞会。
At the end of World War I, the leaders met in the hall to sign the Treaty of Versailles.
我们也知道第一次世界大战结束的时候，凡尔赛条约就是在这里，这里签订的。
Her textbook had a beautiful picture.
苏的当时高中的这个历史课本上有很美的一张照片，就是关于这凡尔赛
宫。She said, "I would like to see it."
所以他说我很想去看看凡尔赛宫。
So I said, "Okay, let's go."
所以我说那好啊，我们赶着就去吧。
We got up, we went, we stood in line to get a ticket, and we did all that you have to do.
所以我们就去了，人排长队，大家等着买票，然后进去参观。
And we walked into the hall.
然后我们就走到这个镜室里头。
And she looked around.
然后她就四处的去看。
And I thought her next words would be these.
我当时想，她下面一句话肯定是。
She would say.
她会说。
I am so happy to have such a wonderful husband who will bring me here.
她当时跟他说，哎呀，我太幸福了，我老公人这么好，居然把我带来看这么美的地方。
She did not say that.
她可是没这么说。
She looked.
然后她就各处看着。
Is this all?
就是如此而已吧，就是这样吗？
This is it?
就是这样啊。
Ever since then, I have kind of picked on her about this.
所以从那以后，我老是拿这事来跟她开玩笑。
But truthfully, I understand.
但是实际上我是理解的。
Because I hope I don't offend any of you here.
我希望我没有就冒犯在座的某个人。
But about 25 years ago, I was in China and had the chance to go see the Great Wall.
但是25年前我曾经去访问中国的时候去长城爬长城。
It sounds like I don't need to finish the story.
听起来我都不用再说下去了，大家都知道我的意思。
I'll skip all of my expectations. You understand already.
你们都明白我的意思，所以我就不再说了。
But I looked around.
但是在长城上，我四处看一看。
All the tour buses.
你看那么多的一辆一辆的这些车，把旅游行的人拉过来。
Someone with a half, camel here that I could ride it, take a camel ride. Looked like he was starving to death.
就带着这个骆驼，可以骑骆驼。那骆驼看着都饿的都要饿死了，那个样子。
Selling little snow globes.
然后当地也是都卖那些旅游产品，都是那些同样差不多的，什么玻璃球里面有雪花转转转的，哪里都看得到。
And I said,
然后我就说,
Is this all?
就是如此而已啊。
I can tell some of you have been there.
我相信你们中间肯定很多人都去过，大概跟我看到的也差不多。
In December,
今年十一月的时候，去年十一月。
In my devotions, I was reading through the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah who would come.
我在查经的时候，我就看到这个旧约里所有关于弥赛亚要到来的这个预言。
He's going to come and he's going to set up a kingdom.
弥赛亚要来了，他要建他的国度。
I read in the New Testament, Jesus says, the kingdom of God has already come among you.
我也看到这个新约里面，耶稣说这个神的国已经降临，要在你们中间。
But I look around.
但是我在圣经里面上上下下的看。
I see CNN.
我也看了这个电视 CNN.
I read the news.
然后我再看今天的新闻。
And I say.
我就是觉得,
This doesn't look very much like the kingdom of God.
现在这个世界可真不像神所预言的这个国度啊。
Is this all?
这就是就如此而已啊。
Jesus said it's come.
耶稣说这个神的国已经来了。
Where is it?
在哪呢?
You see, I go back and I read the prophecies and they sound wonderful.
然后我就回头再去看这些预言，这些预言听起来实在太棒了。
Genesis 3.
我们看到这个创世纪第三章。
Jesus says to the serpent.
耶稣
I'm going to send one who will bruise your head.
这是神当时
crush your head. I'm sorry, crush your head.
对蛇来说，女人的后裔要伤你的头。
That's power.
你听到这个伤，它这实际上这英文里面是说要踩碎、打碎你的头，这听起来是非常有力量。
God says to Abraham.
然后神又对亚伯拉罕说
，Through you, every family of the earth will be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你而得福。
The prophet Nathan comes to David.
我们又看到这个拿我们在就是拿单先知拿单对大卫说的话。
He says, "Your throne will be established forever."
他说：“你的家、你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。
”At Christmas.
然后在圣诞的时候。
If you went to the singing Christmas tree.
如果你去听了这个圣诞树，就唱歌的圣诞树的话。
You heard the choir sing these words.
你们听到这个诗篇诗班就在唱这句话。
To us a child is born, to us a son is given.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙。
Mighty God.
然后测试全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Of the increase of his government of peace, there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
Wisdom, power, peace.
你看，有智慧，有力量，还有和平。
All of these are wonderful promises.
这些应许听起来多么奇妙啊。
We go to the book of Daniel.
然后我们又来到丹以理书第七章。
Listen to Daniel describe this kingdom.
听听看丹以理怎么描述这个要来的国度。
I saw in the clouds of the heaven.
我在夜间的异象中观看
One like the Son of Man.
见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来
He came to the Ancient of Days.
他被领到亘古常在者面前
To him was given.
得到了权柄
And listen to it.
听着
Dominion.
权柄
Glory.
荣耀
A kingdom.
国度
That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him.
使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他
His dominion is everlasting.
他的权柄是永远的。
It will not pass away.
不能废去。
His kingdom will not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
That's impressive.
你听听看，这多么让人心情激动。
Psalms does the same thing.
然后我们又看到诗篇里二十四篇。
Lift up your heads, O gates.
众城门呐，你们要抬起头来。
Lift them up, ancient doors.
永久的门户，你们要被举起。
That the King of Glory may come in.
那荣耀的王将要进来。
And I envision the temple doors opening.
我就在想象这天上的门都开了。
And the King walking in majesty.
我们这个王就是披戴着荣耀进来了。
Maybe even walking into Rome and he is the Emperor.
就好像走进罗马城，他就是罗马的皇帝一样的。
There are dozens and dozens of these prophecies.
我们看到这个旧约里面这样的预言太多了，就是几十处都有。
A kingdom is coming, and it's going to be wonderful and powerful.
这个国度要降临，这是一个奇妙的国度，而且是强有力的一个国度。
When we come to the New Testament,
然后我们到新约
，the people have been waiting for hundreds of years, expecting this.
人们 已经几百年来一直在等待着这样一个国度。
They expect a king to come and fulfill all of this.
他们在期待着一个王降临，能够把这一切的预言都实现。
And I leave the Old Testament.
然后离开旧约。
I turn to the New Testament.
去看看新约。
And I ask the same question that I think they ask.
然后我就问，跟那些人们一样，他们等待的人们一样问的问题。
Is this all?
如此而已吗？
He will crush your head.
他说这个后裔，女人的后裔要踩碎你的头。
But instead of a strong, powerful general, it's a baby in a manger.
但是我们看到的不是一个强有力的将军，而是一个马槽里的小婴孩。
In you all families of the earth will be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
But instead of important people, it's shepherds.
我们看到的不是什么重要的人物，却是一群牧羊人。
People who have no value in the first century.
在一世纪的时候，牧羊人根本就没有任何的地位。
An everlasting dominion.
我们看到的是永远的，直到永远，你的国位必坚定到永远。
A kingdom that will not be destroyed.
你的国度永远不会败坏。
But when I turn the page, he's born in Judea.
但是我们看到耶稣是在犹大出生的。
Now you need to understand something about Judea.
这犹大这个地方，我们要理解它是个什么样的地方。
You see, Palestine is all through the Bible, and so we kind of think of it as being really, really important.
因为我们看到犹大地这个巴勒斯坦这块地方在整个圣经里都有提到，所以我们会想象觉得是个很重要的地方。
It wasn't.
但实际上不是这样的。
Had no power of any importance.
那个城市犹大地当时只是很小的一个。
The main thing it was valuable for was for people to stop there and stay all night when they were traveling between Egypt and Babylon or Assyria.
实际上当时人们只是在就是去做贸易，从埃及地到这个叙利亚这些地方中间在这儿休息一下而已，只是个休息站而已。
It was just a stop on the trade route.
它只是在这个贸易路线上的一个休息站。
Lake Worth as you're traveling 95 from Miami to Jacksonville.
就好像 Lake Worth 我们这边的 Lake Worth 一样，你从这个 Miami 到 Jacksonville 的话，你可能大概在那儿加加油，就是这么一个地方。
The prophet says to David,
先知是这样说，跟大卫。
Your house, your kingdom will be forever.
先知拿单对大卫说：“你的家和你的国必在我面前永远建立。”
I'm not going to go through that whole section.
我想那段我不用全都说出来了。
But he promises him three things.
但是这个拿单跟大卫说到，神预言他有三样东西。
He says you'll always have the land.
你会永远有这个地图。
You'll always have a temple.
你会永远有一个圣殿。
You'll always have a king.
你也永远会有一个王。
And I come to the New Testament.
然后我就在这个新约里看。
There's the land.
他们的确是有地图。
But it's under the control of Rome.
但这块地图是被谁控制？是被罗马。
It's not even their own land.
他们不是他们自己的地。
There's the temple.
也的确是有圣殿。
But it's much smaller and much less impressive than Solomon's temple.
但是这个圣殿已经比起所罗门的圣殿来实在是小得多了，让人实在提不起劲来。
And the king,
他们也有个王，
is King Herod,
王是谁啊？希律王，
who is chosen by Rome,
他是罗马人指定的一个王，
who isn't even a Jew,
他甚至这个希律王甚至都不是犹太人。
And the Jewish people have no control.
这些犹太人自己没有任何的权利。
And I say,
所以我说，
is this all?
就是如此而已吗？
But you say, ah, but you're just looking at the Christmas story.
所以你说你看的只是圣诞节的故事。
Remember when he grew up?
你记得吗？耶稣以后还要长大。
He did great miracles.
长大以后他行了很多。
That's impressive.
神迹奇事让大家都很惊奇。
Thousands of people heard him teach.
我们听到说成千上万的人在听他讲道。
And he had 12 disciples.
而且他有十二个门徒。
You don't have any disciples.
你没有人跟从你啊，你没有
门徒。That's impressive.
这听起来有十二个门徒是挺不错的。
But then I read it.
然后我就读新约。
Yes, he did miracles.
的确，神是行了，耶稣行了神迹奇事。
But most of them were for lepers.
但是你看到这神迹奇事多半都是给谁行的？得了大麻风的。
Women.
然后是当时不被瞧得起的女人。
Beggars.
还有那些乞讨的人。
Foreigners.
是外邦人。
Tax collectors.
税吏。
Nobodies.
都是些无名小卒。
And I say,
然后我就说,
is this all?
就是如此而已啊。
You say, but look, he fed 5,000 men plus the women and children.
然后你说，你看耶稣一次就喂饱了五千人，还带上他们的太太跟孩子。
There were probably 20,000 people there. That's impressive.
所以那天在场的人大概有两万人，这难道还不够让你印象深刻吗？
Yeah, it is.
那是啊，的确是。
But I was just up where Billy Graham's library is, the museum.
但是我刚刚其实去过这个葛培里的这个博物馆，他的纪念的博物馆。
Remember Jesus fed 5,000.
图书馆。你说耶稣喂饱了五千人。
At his very first crusade, Billy Graham had 6,000 people.
你知道吗 ？Billy Graham 葛培里的第一次布道就有六千人在场。
Sometimes he had 5,000 just in the choir when he preached.
有时候他的唱诗班在前面的唱诗班就有五千人之多。
One crusade in South Korea, he had over 1 million people.
一次在南韩，就是这个韩国的这个布道会，有100万人参加。
Billy Graham preached to more people in one night than Jesus preached to his entire life.
你是葛培里在一个晚上对这些人讲道的听众，就已经超过耶稣一辈子所做的这个听众之多。
Is this all?
这就是如此而已吗
？Oh, but he had 12 disciples.
他说啊，他还有12个门徒呢。
But I need to take away Judas.
我们得把这个犹大你总得去掉吧。
I really don't want to count Peter because you can't count on him.
我也不想把彼得算进去，因为彼得根本不可靠嘛。
Thomas doesn't even believe half the stuff.
然后这个多马就那么多疑，他根本都不相信。
You've got a tax collector.
你还得把那个税吏也去掉吧，税吏这当时是很让人瞧不起。
You've got a zealot who everyone knows they were crazy.
你还有这个奋锐党的西门，当时的奋锐党人人都知道，他们都是一帮疯狂的家伙。
James or John, everybody would be embarrassed to have them around.
然后雅各跟约翰这兄弟两个还在那争位置呢。
It's not impressive.
这些门徒可实在让人印象不够深刻。
Yes, he's a king.
然后说啊，他是个王。
He's going to die on a cross.
他最后是死在十字架上。
With a sign over him that says, "King of the Jews."
他当时死的时候头上是有个牌子，写的是犹太人的王。
King of the people who can't even have a king.
他们犹太人在当时他们自己根本就没有权利有自己的王，所以这个名牌根本是虚的嘛。
For the Romans, they're going to look at him on a cross and say he's nothing more than a criminal.
所以这对罗马人来说，他们会看到钉在十字架上的，说这就是个罪犯。
And for the Jews, the fact that he's on a cross means he's been cursed by God.
这些对犹太人来说，被钉在十字架上，他们就认为说他是被神所咒诅的人。
And I'm going to say, is that all?
所以我就说，就如此而已。
All of these promises.
所有的这些应许。
Come to this.
结果最后怎么就是这样的一个结果
？But then, I turn to Acts.
然后我再去看《使徒行传》。
And the angel says.
天使是怎么说
？Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the heavens?
他说：“加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望天呢
？”This Jesus who was taken up from you.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣。
Into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go.
你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
And now I realize.
我意识到。
There's more to the story.
这故事还没完呢。
We haven't yet seen all of the kingdom.
我们还没有看到神的国度呢。
So I go to Revelation 5.
然后我去看启示录。
Behold, a great multitude that no one could count.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有的人能数过来。
And here are the words that we read back in Daniel 7.
他下面说的就是《但以理书》里边。
From every nation, from every tribe, from every people, from every language.
是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
And they are standing before the throne, and they are crying out with a loud voice. Salvation belongs to our God.
站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神。”
That sounds like the prophecies.
这听起来真的像先知的预言了。
Revelation 19.
然后启示录的第十九章。
I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马。
The one sitting on it is called faithful and true.
骑在马上的被称为诚信真实。
His eyes are like a flame of fire.
他的眼睛如同火焰。
On his head are many diadems.
他头上戴着许多冠冕。
Talks about the armies of heaven following him.
又讲到后面，这天上天使天君都跟从他。
He has a robe.
他穿着白袍。
And it says, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords."
那上面写着万王之王，万主。
Now the prophecies are fulfilled.
我看到这个预言都实现了。
Now I don't say, "Is this all?"
我这回我不会说，就是如此而已吗
？Now we have the kingdom.
我们现在看到他的国度了。
Every tribe, every language, every nation.
各族各方各处。
Power, dominion.
他有权力，他有。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
All of this is what we're looking forward to.
所有这些就是我们一直在盼望的。
But there's a problem.
但是还是有个问题啊。
Because we read that, and we look at us.
我们因为读了这些这一切，再看看我们今天的光景。
We're supposed to be impressive.
我们是应该要觉得哇，这太让人振奋了。
But there's not that many of us.
但是我们中间没有这么多人很振奋。
God's supposed to have a great plan for our life.
神在我们的生命之中应该是有伟大的计划的。
And I look at my life and I say, it's kind of ordinary. Is this all?
我看看我自己的生活，我自己的生命，我觉得。这么平凡，这就是如此而已吗？
We think I ought to be stronger spiritually.
然后我觉得我应该在属灵上面应该更坚强。
But I still have temptations.
但是我还是要面对诱惑。
I still get discouraged.
我仍旧会感到灰心。
Sometimes it's easier to sleep in than to get up and read my Bible.
有时候我这睡懒觉比爬起床来去读圣经要容易得多。
I try to witness to my neighbor and he laughs at me.
我也想跟我的邻居做见证啊，可是他就是嘲笑我。
Is this all?
就是如此而已吗？
And here's the problem I want you to see this morning.
但是今天早上我想要你注意这个问题。
I read to you the description of the kingdom.
我们读了这个国度的，对于关于这个国度的描述。
And Jesus says, it's already with us.
耶稣说这个国已经降临了，已经跟我们在一起。
But we live in the time between when that kingdom has come and when it's finally going to be fully consummated in its power.
但是我们所生活的这个时期实际上是这个国度已经降临但离这个国度能够所有的施工都完成之前的中间这么一个阶段。
We had all of the years of promise.
我们有很多很多年的这些预言。
And then Jesus says, okay, I've come to establish the kingdom.
然后耶稣说我要来建立这个国度。
Down here is going to be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, glory, armies, power.
然后这个万王之王、万主之主要得到他的权力、他的荣耀的时候，在这里。
But we're living here.
我们实际上是在中间这个阶段。
It's already started.
神的国已经降临了，已经开始了。
But so far, it doesn't look very impressive. We're not at the end.
但是我们还没有到这个国度完成的时候，所以我们感觉好像没有那么激动。
The scripture I read to you this morning.
今天早上我们读的这些圣经
comes from John the Baptist.
是有一段是来自施洗约翰。
He had experienced this.
施洗约翰他曾经体会这些。
You see, when he sees Jesus,
当他看到耶稣的时候，施洗约翰
back in John chapter 1,
那是在约翰福音第一章，施洗约翰看到耶稣
he says, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他说看哪，神的羔羊
I have seen and borne witness, this is the Son of God.
他说我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子
He says, I'm not even worthy to tie his shoelaces.
他说我甚至都不配给他系鞋带
And then, a few years later,
但是几年以后
He's in prison.
施洗约翰被下在监里。
There's no signs of this great kingdom.
他也没有看到这个伟大的国度降临的这个任何的征兆。
Jesus isn't bringing an army to deliver him.
耶稣也没有带着一队军兵士兵来把他解救出去。
And John begins to say.
然后施洗约翰就说。
Is this all?
就是如此而已吗？
This kingdom that I was looking for means me in prison waiting to get executed?
这马上要降临的国度就意味着我在监狱里等着被砍头吗
And so he sends his disciples to say to Jesus, Are you the one to come or should we look for someone else?
所以他就打发他的门徒去问耶稣那将要来的是你吗还是我们要等候别人呢
He hasn't given up.
他并没有放弃
But this doesn't look like what he was expecting.
但是他所看见的跟他所期待的可是不一样
I mean, he'd been out there preaching.
他曾经在众人面前讲道
Prepare the way of the Lord.
他说预备主的路
Step aside. The king is coming through.
我们都要让开让是因为王要来了
And he says, Are you the right one?
结果他现在有点觉得怀疑了那要来的是你吗
And Jesus gives him an answer.
耶稣给他的一个回答
That teaches us how to live in this period where we are.
耶稣的回答告诉我们在这个世代我们应该怎样生活
What theologians call the already, but not yet period.
这就是神学家所说的这个时代是神学家所说已经开始了 但是还没有完成的这么一个时
刻。The kingdom has already come.
这个国度已经降临。
But it's not yet in full authority over the world.
但是还没有在全世界还没有完全得到他的主权。
And so Jesus sends this message to them.
所以耶稣让门徒回去告诉约翰。
You go tell John what you hear.
你去告诉约翰你所听见的。
And what you see.
你所看见的。
The blind receive their sight.
就是瞎子能看见。
The lame walk.
瘸子行走。
Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear.
长大麻风的得洁净。
The dead are raised up.
让死人复活。
The poor have good news preached to them.
穷人有福音传给他们。
John, blessed is the one who is not offended by me.
他又说了一句，他说，约翰，凡不因我而跌倒的就有福了。
He tells them two things that we need to remember in our lives.
他告诉他们两件事，我们也需要在我们的生活之中要记住这两件事。
The first thing he tells us.
第一件事，耶稣告诉
John,
叫耶稣告诉约翰说
，God was sovereign all the way back then.
他说在那时候神也是有主权。
And he's sovereign today.
在今天他一样的有主权。
Tell John I am doing the work I was sent to do.
告诉约翰我正在做我被派来要做的事。
I am healing the blind.
我在让瞎子能看见。
The lame, the lepers, the deaf. I'm raising the dead.
让瘸子能行走，让聋子能听见。我能够让死人从死里复活。
I am doing what God sent me to do.
我在做神派我来所做的事。
You see, God was in charge when all we could see was a baby, a manger, and some shepherds.
当我们只能看到一个小小的婴儿，看到这个马槽和这个周围的围着的牧羊人的时候，神是掌权的。
God was in charge.When John the Baptist was in prison, waiting to be executed.
当施洗约翰在监里等着要被处以死刑的时候，我神也是掌权的。
God was in charge when Jesus is hanging on a cross with King of the Jews written over his head.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上，头上挂着这个犹太人的王这个牌子的时候，神也仍然掌权。
And God is in charge when everything around you looks nothing.Like the kingdom of God.
即使当我们周围没有一件事情让我们能看到神的国在已经降临了，我们仍然知道神是掌权的。
When you say, God, here's my life, fix it.
当你说神啊，你看这就是我的生活，请你把它给改改正吧，让它回到正常。
And it's still a mess.
还是乱糟糟的。
When we're tempted to say,
我们这时候可能会有这样的诱惑，想要说
Is this all?
就是如此而已吗？
God's in charge.
但是神是掌权的。
He is working when we don't see it.
神是在工作，即使我们看不到的时候，神一样在做工。
I love the little parable.
我很喜欢就是耶稣。
That Jesus tells.
耶稣讲的几个比喻。
The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman hides in a loaf of bread.
在约翰，这是在马太福音十三章的那个比喻。天国好像面酵，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里。
You don't notice it.
你注意不到这个面酵。
It's not impressive.
这根本看不到。
She doesn't put the leaven in and it blows up in a fireworks display.
你不是说把这个面酵加到这个面里头，这个面呼一下子就像火山喷发一样，没有这样。
She doesn't put the leaven in and a trumpet sounds or something to say, wow, this is important.
她也不会说这个面酵放进去以后就发出很像喇叭的声音一样，让你能听到，哇，这个马上要发起来，没有这样子。
But it quietly works all the way through.
但是这个面酵就在面里头是安安静静的，就在那发酵。
Jesus says that's how God is working in His kingdom.
耶稣说，这就是神在他的国度里他做工的方式，就是安静的去做。
We would like for Him to appear in the sky and blow a trumpet and tell the whole world, "This is what you're going to do."
我们很希望说神能够在云端降临，然后天使吹着喇叭告诉神跟我们说，这就是你要做的事情。
Fix it all.
你把一切都可以改过来。
But Jesus says he doesn't do it that way.
但是耶稣说神做事不是这样的。
He does it slowly working, bit by bit by bit.
神做事是慢慢的，一点一点的。
And you and I have to remember and trust he is sovereign.
你跟我们必须要记住神是有主权，有权利。
And how he does it is good even when it doesn't look good.
神所做的都是好的，即使当我们看不到这个好。
Go back to the Christmas story that we saw just a few weeks ago.
我们看看我们几个星期前刚看过的这个圣诞的故事。
We clean it up and make it pretty and it looks nice.
我们把这个圣诞树拿出来给它擦干净，然后看起来很漂亮。
But it wasn't very pretty.
The Christmas story? 哦，那个圣诞故事我们讲得很温馨，很美好，但是故事本身你仔细的去看，其实并没有那么美好。
Joseph is married to a girl, or is engaged to a girl who's pregnant.
约瑟要跟一个姑娘结婚了，结果姑娘怀孕了。
That doesn't look good to Joseph.
对约瑟来讲，这可是不什么好事。
But God's ways are good.
但是神的道总是好的。
Simeon says to Mary, "A sword will pierce your soul. That's not good."
西面对玛利亚说，一个利剑要穿透你的心，这不是什么好事吧？对玛利亚来讲。
But God's ways are good.
但是神的道是好的。
John the Baptist is sent to prison, and he's going to be beheaded.
施洗约翰在监里，回头很快就要被砍头。
That doesn't sound good.
这对施洗约翰可不是什么好事。
But God's ways are good.
但神的道是好的。
Jesus is going to say to his disciples,
耶稣也要会他对他的门徒。
You're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer. That doesn't sound good.
你们要被逼迫，你们会受苦。但是这听起来对门徒也不是什么好消息。
But it will be their suffering and persecution that spreads the gospel.
但是他们被逼迫，他们受苦，会把这个福音传出去。
A couple of weeks ago, I read the story of Andrew Brunson.
所以几个星期前我读了这个 Andrew Brunson 的一个故事。
He spent 2 years in prison in Turkey for preaching the gospel.
这个是个宣教士，他曾经在土耳其坐了2年的监牢，他就是因为他宣教在土耳其是被禁止。
Was just released last year and wrote a book about this experience.
他去年刚刚被释放，所以他写了这样一本书，写他的经历。
The thing that struck me in his book was this.
他这本书里面让我感到惊奇的
We like to focus on the victories.
就是我们一般都想要看到这个胜利的场面。
But God is sovereign, and His sovereignty sometimes takes us through dark days.
但是神是有主权，他的主权有时候要把我们带入一些黑暗的日子去。
Pastor Brunson said that Christians would send him letters while he was in prison.
Brunson 牧师就说他在监狱里，在土耳其监狱里的时候，他会收到很多各地世界各地基督徒的来信。
And they would say things like this.
他们就会说
，Sing like Paul and Silas, and God will open the prison doors.
你要像保罗跟希拉一样高声唱赞美诗，然后监狱的门就会为你打开。
Remember, God is good all the time.
你要记得，神在永远的时候都是好的。
All the time, God is good.
在所有的时刻，神都是好的。
Andrew Brunson said.
但是 Andrew Brunson 他说
，I knew in my head that God is good all the time.
在我的头脑里，我知道神在任何时候都是好的。
But in my heart,
但是在我的心里
，it sure didn't feel like it.
我真的感觉不到。
He said I was okay with being in prison.
他说我。下在监里对我来说没问题。
He said, "I had read in James that those who follow Christ will be persecuted. I knew that."
他说我读雅各书，我知道基督徒要被逼迫，所以我知道这一切。
But when I would cry out to God, I didn't hear an answer.
但是我对着神呼求的时候，我没有听到神的回应。
I felt like Job, that I was alone in my suffering.
他说我在受苦的时候，我的感觉就像约伯一样，我觉得是自己孤单的一个人在受罪。
He said there were many weeks that I could not feel God's presence.
他说常常是好几个星期，我都感觉不到神的同在。
And here's what I want you to understand for troubles in your life.
但是对于你生命之中你遇到的困难，我想要你记住的是
，He said，
他这个 Brunson 牧师说的
，Even though I couldn't feel him，
他说即使我感觉不到
，Even though it seemed he was giving me no answer，
即使我觉得神根本就没有给我一个答案
，I learned，
我学到
to hold fast to the promise that God will make things right。
他说我要紧紧的还是抓住神的应许。他说神说他会在最后让一切都是对的。
To hold on when we don't see God's goodness.
当我们没有看到神的美善的时候，我们也一样要紧紧抓住这个。
When we look and we see no signs that He is doing what we expect Him to do.
即使是当我们看到周围没有任何迹象表明神在做我们所期待他做的事情的时候。
To trust that He is sovereign.
我们还是要信任他，相信主是有主权。
And that His ways are good.
神的道是好的。
Because sometime.
因为有的时候。
Maybe not this year.
也许不是今年。
But sometime.
但是有些时候。
You will experience something that doesn't make sense.
你也会也经历一些让你觉得无法理解的事情。
Something that doesn't fit with any of those prophecies I read.
你所经历的跟这个圣经上所有的应许可是完全的都不搭。
And if you are expecting God to just solve every problem,
如果你期待着说神把你所有的问题都解决。
You'll become very bitter and angry.
你会觉得你会心里头蛮有苦毒，而且会很生气。
And so John the Baptist says to us, his message says to us.
所以施洗约翰的这个信息跟我们说。
Remember.
记得。
God is sovereign.
神是有主权。
His ways are good.
神的道是好的。
And I must hold on to that.
我必须要抓住他这个。
When his ways do not look good.
即使在神的道看起来没有我想象的那么好的时候，我仍然要抓住这个应许。
And then Jesus says to John.
然后耶稣对约翰说，
Blessed is the one who is not offended by me.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Now that word offended means a little bit different back then than we use that word now.
这个英文里面它这个词用的是冒犯，实际上中文的翻译是跌倒，实际上是对的。
The word offended there means to trip, to stumble.
这个意思就是要把它绊倒，跌倒。
Jesus says to John,
耶稣对约翰说，
John, don't stumble when I don't do what you expect me to do.
耶稣对约翰说，约翰，你不要绊倒，不要因为我没有做你想象着我要做的事而被跌倒。
The second thing I want you to see.
第二件我们要看到的是，
We must be faithful.
我们必须持有忠心。
Even when we're tempted to say, Is this all?
即使是我们被诱惑着说，就是如此而已吗？
我们还是要忠心。Joseph，Mary，
约瑟。
John the Baptist, the disciples, all of them had to be faithful when they looked around and said, this doesn't look like a kingdom. I thought when we had a kingdom, we would get a palace. I thought when we had a kingdom, there would be a parade. I thought everyone would love us when we were in charge.
然后我们在做王嘛，我们要统治的时候，每个人都会爱我们的。
We are called to be faithful when the kingdom doesn't look like what we expected.
但是当这个国度不是我们所想象的那样的时候，我们仍然被呼召要持有忠心。
When we cannot understand what God is doing, we must be faithful anyway.
当我们不理解神所做的事情的时候，我们一样还是要有忠心。
You see, the Christian life is not about one big, great moment.
你知道，这基督徒的生活、生命可不是就是那么一天有一个荣耀的时刻。
I grew up in a church that loved to tell stories about great martyrs.
我从小长大的那个教会很喜欢讲那分享这些殉道者的故事。
And the Sunday school teacher would tell a story about some famous martyr and a statue, you know.
我们的这个主日学老师老是给我们讲这些殉道者多么伟大，他们死后这个墓碑立起来讲他们的事。
And all of us sitting there in the class were kind of dreaming about the day there'd be a St. Randall statue somewhere.
我们在下面听课的人就想着，哦，有一天以后我要我的那个墓碑上写圣人Michael Michael Wen。
We were ready to be to die for the kingdom.
我们当时都想着，我们愿意为这个国度献身去做殉道士。
But here's what I found out.
但是我最后发现的是，
You know what's a little bit harder than dying for the kingdom?
你知道为这个国度去死，什么东西比这个更难一点？
Is living in it day after day. After day.
就是一天一天的生活在这个国度里。
You see, most of us can be a hero for 5 minutes.
你知道我们中间，我们恐怕大多数人都可以在五分钟里，五分钟的时间里，我可以做个英雄。
Some emotion, some adrenaline, and okay, I can do this.
那人一激动，这个激素冲上头来，我就哎，我可以去做英雄。
But the Christian life.
但是基督徒的生活
is not about being a hero for 5 minutes.
是不是在这五分钟之内做一个英雄？
It is day. After day, after day, after day, after day.
而是一天一天一天的这样去过。
I once spoke at the chapel in the college.
我有一次在大学的一个教堂里讲到。
On the boring Christian life.
是讲到这个基督徒生活是多么的单调无聊。
And I got in trouble.
然后我把自己给扯到麻烦里去。
As soon as chapel was over, someone came and said, "You don't tell those kids that the Christian life is boring."
很快就有人来指责我说，你怎么能跟着孩子们讲基督徒的生活这么无聊呢？
And I looked at him and I said, what happened to you exciting yesterday?
然后我就看着人说，昨天有什么激动人心的事情发生在你的生活之中吗？
Nothing.
没有。
What about the day before?
那前天呢？
Nothing.
没有啊。
Most days aren't all that exciting.
我们生活之中大多数的日子都没什么好激动人心的。
And it is those days that we are tempted to just kind of give up.
就是那些日子让我们会觉得，哎，我们都想要放弃了。
To begin to live like the world around us.
说不定我们在那些日子就想，我要干嘛不能像周围的世界上的人一样，就天天享乐就好了。
But to live in the kingdom today.
但是在今天生活在基督国度里。
Means that when nothing exciting is happening.
就意味着即使是没有什么激动人心的事情发生，
I still read God's word and pray.
我也仍旧来读圣经祷告。
Now let me tell you something I'm not supposed to tell you.
我来告诉你一点，可能大家觉得也许我不该告诉你们的事。
Most days,
大部分的日子，
when I read my Bible and pray,
当我读经祷告的时候，
guess what happens?
你猜猜发生什么事？ Nothing.
Nothing.
什么也没发生。
Most days,
大部分的日子,
God doesn't say,
神没跟我说,
Randall, this is my word for you this morning.
我没有听到这个很肃穆的声音跟我说, Randall, 这就是我跟你要说的话。
Most days,
大部分的日子,
I read it,
我读了圣经,
and I say, ah, I need to be doing this.
然后我看了圣经, 我说, 哦, 我应该做这个事情。
And I pray and I say, God, okay, I'll do that.
然后我祷告, 我说, 主啊, 好的, 我会这么做。
And nothing happens.
然后什么也没发生。
But I go do it.
但是我还是去做。
You say that's because you're not such a saint.
你说，哎，说不定就是因为你不是个圣人啊。
All right, I didn't ask him ahead of time.
好吧，我没有提前问。
But let's call a saint forward.
但是我们把这个我们教会里的圣人叫过来，温牧师算我们的圣人吧。
Dr. Wingham.
温牧师，哦，温牧师是后面那人，不是我。
Most days when you read the Bible and pray, what happens?
大部分的日子你在读经祷告的时候发生什么事儿？
Nothing.
跟你所描述的一样，什么也没发生。
He must not be such a saint.
看样子温牧师也不是圣人吧。
Mrs. She.
许牧师，许师母。
Most days, what happens?
大部分的日子发生什么事儿？没什么好说的。
You understand?
你理解了吗？
The Christian life is not about great moments of excitement.
基督徒的生活是不是关于那些高光时刻让你激动的不行，要去做英雄？
Do those happen some days? Yes.
那些发生吗？这样的事情会发生吗？当然。
There are days when I read this book and I say, "Wow, that's amazing."
有些日子当我读经的时候，我说啊，这实在太棒了。
But if I only read this book on those days,
但是如果我只在心情激动的时候我才去读经的话，
I am not being faithful in the kingdom.
我对于这个国度就没有忠心。
Yesterday on the way to the airport, I talked to a pastor.
昨天我去机场的路上跟一个牧师谈话。
Who last month someone walked into his office.
在上个月有个人去他的办公室。
And said, I've been coming to your church for 6 months.
那人说我到你的教会已经来了6个月了。
And I want to help out.
我想要来帮帮忙，我也做点事儿。
And handed him a check for $500,000.
他就给了牧师一个$500,000的支票。
He showed me a picture on his phone of the check. It's an impressive looking check.
牧师把那个支票照下来，把那个照片给我看。哇，真的是让人很激动，$500,000哦。
I said, "That's nothing."
我说哈，这没什么了不得。
I said, "I could write one of those."
我说我也可以写一张$500,000的支票。
It would bounce, but I could still write it.
银行肯定要退票，但是我还是可以写嘛。
But that one didn't bounce.
但是那张票可是没有跳票，那是真真实实的$500,000。
The man handed it to him.
这个人就把这支票给了牧师。
And said, "I will give you another one in January."
牧师，这个人说到一月份我会再给你一张同样的支票。
I believe in what your church is doing, and I want to help.
他说我相信你的教会在做一些有意义的事，我想要帮忙。
That's exciting.
这太让人激动了，是吧？
But let me tell you a secret.
但是我告诉你一个秘诀。
Most days, that doesn't happen.
大部分的日子都没人给你写一张$500,000的支票。
Most years, that doesn't happen.
大多数的年里头，整年你都不会看到这样一张支票。
So far, it hasn't happened in my whole life.
我这把年纪了，我都没见过这样的支票呢。
But here's what I want you to understand.
但是我想要你理解的是
，That's okay.
没关系。
We are called day by day to be faithful.
我们每一天一天一天的日子一天天过都要忠心。
You see, the man who wrote that check had been, he's retired, he had been the president of Verizon.
你知道这个给他写这张大支票的这个人，他曾经是 Verizon 这个手机公司的总裁，他已经。
And the reason he wrote that check was to say thank you because God has turned his life around in an amazing way.
他写这张支票是为了向神表示感谢，他说神已经让他的生命完全扭转，让他做了很多。
And that's an incredible story when the president of Verizon is converted and God transforms his life and God says, "Can you hear me now?" And he says, "Yes."
这 Verizon 手机公司的总裁能够成为一个基督徒，而且做出这样的贡献，我们可以听到说 Verizon 公司以前的广告总是说：“你能听到我吗？”神说不定跟他讲：“你能听到我吗？”这个故事很激动人心。
But
但是
most of you
我们中间大部分人
will go to work
我们会去工作
you will testify to your coworkers
然后你跟你的同事们分享
and most of the time they will nod politely。
大部分的时间，你的同事们可能很有礼貌的点点头。
And you won't see a dramatic change.
然后你并没有在他们身上看到戏剧性的变化。
You are planting a little seed.
你在种一些很小的种子。
You are doing, you are being faithful to what God calls you to do.
你是对神托付你的事情，你是很忠心。
You are touching their lives with the gospel.
你在用这个福音来接在他们的生活之中跟他们有关系。
It is leaven.That is being put into the loaf.
这就好像放在面里头发面的面酵一样。
And you may never see the results.
也可能你根本永远不会看到有任何结果。
We're not in Revelation 19 yet.
因为我们还没有生活在启示录19章的那个情
况。We don't know the end of the story yet.
我们还不知道这故事最终的结果是什么。
But that's okay.
但是这没什么。
Because God calls us to be faithful.
因为神呼召我们要忠心。
In the kingdom.
要为这个在国度里忠心。
When we don't yet see the results,
即使我们还没有看到结果的时候，就要忠心。
This summer, while I was in Hong Kong,
今年夏天我在香港的时候
，I took a ferry over to Macau.
我就坐了一个轮渡到对面的那个澳门去。
No, I didn't go to try to win $500,000 in the casino.
我不是去那边的赌场，想要挣他个$500,000。
I went to see the grave of Robert Morrison.
我实际上是去看这个马里孙的墓地。
You all know his story probably better than I do.
你们可能对于马里孙的故事比我明白的更明白。
An incredible story of how God used this man to transform the Chinese world.
这是个很令人难以置信的故事。神用了这个人，已经改变了这个中国这个整个的情况。
And I stood there thinking about his Bible translation.
我就在他的墓碑前，我就想他当初是怎样。
The sacrifices he made for the gospel.
把圣经翻译成中文，而且呢，他为这个福音所付上的代价。
27 years of faithful work.
他在中国待了27年，一直忠心的服侍。
It's incredible.
这实在令人难以置信。
But all of a sudden, it struck me.
但是突然我意识到
，If I had known him,
如果我认识他
，I wouldn't have been very impressed.
我大概不会对这个人有什么特别的
印象。If he had come and given a missionary service here,
如果马里孙来到我们的教会，在这儿做一个讲道
，We would not have been impressed.
我们可能也不会觉得有什么了不得。
Because this is what he would have said.
因为这他大概会这么说。
I'm not actually allowed to live in China because the Chinese government will not allow me there as a foreign missionary.
他当时都不能在中国生活，因为他中国政府当时不允许外国的宣教士在中国生活。
So I actually have a job in Macau as an accountant for the East India Company.
所以马里孙就不得不到了澳门做这个英国的东印度公司的一个会计。
I'm writing tracts in Chinese to share the gospel.
他开始就用中文来写一些关于圣经的故事，来想要传播福音。
But the government of Macau is Portuguese.
但是这个澳门政府是葡萄牙。
And that's Roman Catholic.
他们的所认可的官方的教会是罗马天主教。
So they won't allow any printers to publish the tracts that I'm writing.
他们不允许任何印刷厂来印刷我写的圣经的故事。
I live entirely alone.
我是一辈子就是孤单的在生活。
Almost no one will come to hear my teaching.
几乎没有人来听我讲道。
After he's there for 25 years, he has 10 converts.
他在中国生活25年，只有10个人信主。
He's never been allowed to live in China.
他从来没有办法在中国生活，因为不允许。
And he's buried in the corner of a little cemetery.
他最后他死的时候是埋在一个墓地一个角落里。
That they have to buy from the Roman Catholics and negotiate to allow a Protestant to be buried there.
当时他们必须要跟罗马天主教去谈判去讨论，最后才允许他们在这个罗马天主教的这个墓地选那么一小块地方作为一个新教教徒的墓地。
And if we had heard him tell his story,
如果我们听到他讲这样的故事
in a missionary service,
这是他的布道的过程
we would have said, I would have said,
我估计我会这么说
is that all?
就是如此而已吗
there's a whole lot more exciting missionaries out there than that.
他说这个布道的宣教士的这些故事比这个激动人心的可多得多去了
here's what I want you to understand.
但是我想要你明白的是
the fruit of what Robert Morrison did
马里孙所结的果子
did not begin to show until long after he was gone.
完全就在他有生之年从来就没有显出来，直到很多很多年以后。
He had to trust God's sovereignty.
他必须要相信神是掌权的。
When there was no sign of any success.
因为在他的周围，他根本看不到任何成功的迹象。
He had to be faithful when he saw no results.
当他没有看到任何结果的时候，他也必须持有忠心。
This year,
今年,
there will be times
就会有这样的一些时刻,
when you will grow discouraged,
然后你会觉得很灰心,
and you will say,
你会说,
is this all?
就是如此而已吗?
I try to serve God,
我也试着来侍奉神,
I try to be faithful,
我也试着去忠心,
and I just don't see anything very exciting happening.
但是我没有看到任何激动人心的事情发生。
This morning, what I want to say to you is.
但是今天早上我想要跟你说的是。
In the kingdom of God.
在神的国度。
I'm not in charge.
我不是掌权的人。
You're not in charge.
你也不是掌权的人。
He's in charge.
神是掌权的人。
And he says, "This is where I put you."
神说，这就是我要你在的位置。
This is the job that I gave you.
这就是我让你做的工作。
And we say, "But I want to be over there doing that job because that one's exciting."
你说啊，我不想做这个，我想做那个，那个活儿看起来激动多，让人激动人心多了。
This is where I put you.
但是神说，这就是。
But I want to do that.
但是我想做那个。
This is where I put you.
这是我要你做的事。
And so wherever God has put you.
所以不管神把你放在什么样的位置。
Your place in the kingdom this year.
你今年在国度里的位置就是。
Is to be faithful.
就是要忠心。
Day after day, to walk in obedience to him.
一天一天又一天，你就在跟着神的脚忠心。
And to trust him.
要信靠顺服。
God, you're in charge.
主啊，你是掌权。
You are good.
你是好的。
And I will be faithful and I will trust you.
我要忠心，而且我要信靠你。
And as we do that,
当我们这么做的时候,
the day comes,
这一天会来,
when God shows us, this is what I did through your faithfulness.
这就是我做的,是通过你的忠心的工作我所成就的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, you could have done your work without us.
亲爱的主,你不需要我们帮你完成事工,你完全可以自己做。
You could have established your kingdom a different way.
你可以用一个不同的方式来建立你的国度。
But we are so thankful.
但是我们满怀感恩。
That you allowed us to have a little part.
因为你允许我们在你的事工上有份。
You have called us together as your people in this church.
这个教会的人，你呼召我们来一起来到一起。
You have put this church in this location to serve your kingdom.
你把这个教会这个地方你让我们来为你的这个事工为你的国度来做工。
Some days it's exciting and some days it's not.
有些日子我们会觉得很激动人心，有些日子可能没有什么特别的事情发生。
But that's okay.
但是这没什么。
You're in charge.
因为你是掌权的。
Help us to be faithful.
帮助我们有忠心。
Help us to do our part.
帮助我们来做我们该做的。
To serve your kingdom faithfully.
来忠心地侍奉你的国度。
And to trust your goodness.
而且信靠你。信靠你的美善。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。